Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time again. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Tarek Brock in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles with flickering lights, streets flooded, and everything is tropical. Hillary made her way through, and then we had an earthquake on top of it. So try to trek through that. It happens. 347-205-9631 can get you to the front. Anything after that, 15 minutes goes by quick. blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Tarek, the threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And that road trip, I know you lost 4 out of 6, but still, it's, you know, there was positives to take out of that.
Man, I'm doing great, much better. You know, yeah, you can get a hold of me on Instagram at TarikBrockSR, Facebook, just first and last name, and on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, TarikSR. you're right. It's been a lot going on. Yes, you know, we dropped 4 out of 6 and easily had opportunity for that number to be the other way around or 5-2. But, you know, we ran into a really a good Twins, first place Twins team with some really good pitching that limited us to, you know, just a couple hits the last couple of days. So we're looking to rebound against the Cardinals tonight back at home.
Yeah, when you look at that Twins series, boy, Dallas Keuchel, man, unbelievable. Seems to always, you know, get in the city and find his way around. You basically broke that thing up with him. On the other day, but, man, Dallas Keuchel, I can remember when the Astros and everything, still kicking, man, that guy.
I mean, yes, you know, I had the privilege of coaching on the staff when he was in Houston at the beginning of his run. Man, he looked really good, but he really looked like, you know, the Dallas Keuchel of old that was, you know, contending for, you know, Cy Young Awards. You know, just use his, you know, his cutter, his slider, use the changeup, the two-seamer. You know, he was just like, okay, you know, I got a guy with 2 strikes. I'm just going to start that two-seamer, you know, middle, outer third, and just let it fade off. And then I'm going to just keep going a little bit more and try and get him to chase or just beat the ball in the ground. And, you know, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, and that, you know, when you look at those cities, you always you go to New York. It must have been nice to go to Minnesota. You know, you got the mall out there. You got that. I mean, it's just unbelievable when you get on a road trip and see some of these cities and spend some time in it. Did you take in anything of the scenery in Minnesota? Did you see I imagine the Metrodome and where the Vikings play and everything?
Actually, I actually missed that entire series. I stayed back in New York. You know, I had some medical issues there, and I just want to say a huge thank you to New York Presbyterian Hospital, Cornell, for, you know, taking good care of me. I watched the series, you know, in Minnesota like everyone else did, but the blessing of that was being able to see the team from a different perspective. So going in today, you know, I just be able to take my mental notes with me and just be able to work on things from a different, you know, point of view.
Yeah, prayers and thoughts with you. Health, you know, money comes and goes. No price for health, and health is definitely important in everything that we do today. So, prayers for that one. Hey, when you look at this series, I mean, it feels like old times now. The Cardinals coming in, followed by the Cubs. So you've got, you know, the old foes coming in. So time to do some damage, stay ahead of the Redbirds, and probably bring the Cubs down to your level.
You know, absolutely. It does feel like a vote where, you know, you get your division. And the cool thing is as we, you know, go into the, you know, the second half of this month of August and in September, you know, we'll start seeing our division foes a little bit more, which is really good. But, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, we're playing a team that we're familiar with. But also, you know, they have some changes because of the season that they had going, and so do us. So, you know, we'll look like a completely different, you know, team, just like they'll look like a completely different team, you know, to us with the new additions that, you know, each club has. So it'll be some really cool strategizing going on, game planning, and it'll be fun to watch, you know, these next, you know, couple of days, next 3 days.
You know, I was telling this to Alex on the Giants podcast the other day about, you know, everybody's looking at, you know, the Dodgers and the Braves in the National League. I saw in 2019 when Washington made a nice little run and ran roughshod and won the World Series. When you look at, you know, these teams that are sitting on top in double digits pretty much, you got to really worry about these other teams in October because, man, oh, man, a short series, matchups and everything. Here come the Phillies, the Giants, the Brewers, you know, the Marlins. You can even throw the Padres in the mix. How dangerous, Tarek, are those teams in October when you can't bring that, you know, double-digit lead into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to go into October, two things, healthy and playing your best baseball. And when that happens in the, you know, in the series, you know, anything can happen. The tie can turn. I had a whole coach that I played with, and he said, man, when it turns, which is the big momentum, it turns hard and it turns fast. And you always want to be on the upside of the turn. And so that's the cool thing. Like you said, last year, Philly, man, outstanding run. San Diego, outstanding run. I mean, you could find yourself in a, you know, league championship series, you know, playing for a berth to go to the World Series. So the last thing you want to do is to play a team that's getting hot, pitching is rolling, and they're swinging the bats extremely well. So we'll see, you know, in these next couple weeks as teams continue to separate themselves, you know, as far as the standings, and just see how cool some of those races come down for the, you know, final two wild card spots as well.
Well, not only that, on the American League side of things, is there a team that stands out that you might watch out for come October? I mean, you haven't played the Yankees yet and the Royals, which you'll get next week, but these other teams, from what you've seen, is there a team that you got to watch out for?
You know, I just believe a couple of things. Like if Cleveland, you know, could get a good roll going, I would say watch out for them. I mean, when you look at it too, like, if you're talking about the American League, you got to watch out for the Orioles. I mean, they just turned their season around tremendously. They were always, you know, making moves and push, but they made a huge push, you know, to overcome the Rays and then have a little bit of separation in their playing. And just during this time, they went out west and played really well. It's like they played, you know, Atlanta. It's like really good. You go to the National League, I mean, Atlanta's just been a beast. We still have to go down to Atlanta and face those guys for, I think, 3 or 4 days, you know, who knows. But at this point, man, they're playing really good baseball. I mean, they swing the bats at an epic rate, man. I mean, balls are flying all over the yard, and then their pitching just keeps them close. So, you know, those are the two teams that, you know, you really would, you know, look at and go, man. But then also Seattle is you know, storming in that, you know, to go into Houston and sweep, you know, a good Astros team. The way that Julio Rodriguez has been swinging the bat has been outstanding as well. And they're just off and running. So, you know, those three to four teams, I would say just watch out for. I just don't see any slowing down from those top two teams. And then also just seeing the Mariners just kick butt right now.
Yeah. Hey, life is good for Paul Skeens. I mean, he pitched two more scoreless innings Sunday. You know, he's dating Livy Dunn. I mean, he's got it better than 90% of America, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's doing, you know, one thing that we want him to do is just go out there, have, you know, great outings, good execution, you know, and then, you know, walk away healthy and then just keep moving and progressing forward. You know, just icing on the cake, you know, that he has, you know, a cool love life as well. And just hopefully he's managing both. It seems like he's an awesome young man. So I have no doubt that he's managing both right there and getting support as he goes, you know, on this run and this journey of joining this club here at the Major League level, which at the rate he's going and how well he's pitching, man, Hopefully it won't be, you know, too long to where he gets up here and be able to, you know, man the front of our rotation.
Yeah, boy, I could see a rotation with him, Keller, and all these young guys, Priester there, just amazing. Hey, which book would make a great surfer?
Wow. Okay. So I would probably go some of the guys that spend more time in the water, the Caribbean. So I would probably go with them. I think Johan Oviedo would probably be, you know, pretty good with it. Let me see. There's some guys that are from out west, too. So let me see. Who would I think would be good from there?
I always seem to throw Connor Joe into this mix. I think that guy can pretty much do a lot of things.
You know what? Yeah, I think CJ would be good, too, being that he is from San Diego. So I would probably go with those two guys right there. As far as being pretty good surfers, but I would just say Johan. It would be interesting to see a dude, you know, his size that big, get on a surfboard and navigate some waves.
Yeah, hey, playing a lead role in the blockbuster movie, who's your top five actors? I got my top five, but we'll see if they match up.
Oh man, so the era that I grew up in, you talk about blockbuster movie. So I go back. This dates me a little bit. You know, Bruce Willis was one. This is no order, just like off the top of my head. So Bruce Willis would definitely be one. You have to go back to the James Bond days, right? So Sean Connery would be two, right? You know, definitely got to go with Denzel. Denzel has just been, you know, absolutely just amazing. So that'd be one. And then I'm going to go back again, like to my early days. Of the times where this guy just did all types of movies. Some of my favorite movies that was just funny was the Cannonball Runs and stuff like that. You know, Stroker Ace, which would be Burt Reynolds, was another one. And then, too, man, the guy that just did so many different movies that, again, that bled into, you know, from my childhood into my adulthood was John Travolta. Had some really good movies that you grew up watching that was pretty good, you know, from Saturday Night Fever to Grease. That was one of my favorite movies growing up. So that would probably be my top five, right? Just right off the dome right now.
Yeah, I like that one. And you're right. I agree with a lot of them. I probably had Matthew McConaughey in there too. I like Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, he was a good one. And you're right about Denzel. Just unbelievable what he's accomplished, you know. And that would probably be my, you know, more or less – you know, as far as comedians, and we'll get into that one, that have done movies, I think Hart would lead the pack on that. Boy, the Visa commercials or whatever the commercials he does with the credit cards are just absolutely funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's been awesome, but great. But then you got to go with the Pioneer before that, and that would be Richard Pryor for me.
Oh, Richard Pryor. Ugh.
Yeah, he said just crazy, just movies that, you know, you grew up on. Brewster's Millions, they show on MLB Network all the time. The Toy, which is just a huge classic, you know. So Which Way Is Up, you know. His list just goes on, and it's movies that just make you laugh.
Definitely. Hey, as we wrap this thing up, and I know the birds and the cubbies come through town, and then next week you guys are in Kansas City and St. Louis, so you get to see the Cardinals quite a few times. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, and I can't wait to reconvene Friday in the second of four with the Cubbies.
Yes, man, I'm looking forward to that as well, man. It should be a really good week here at home for us. We get to get some good work in, but you can find me, you know, online on Instagram, TARRIKBROCKSR. Facebook, just the same thing, just drop the SR, and on Twitter, TARRIKSR or X or whatever it's called these days.
Yeah.
That's where you can find me at. And then at first base, performing daily moving forward.
I love him dearly, man. He's in Pittsburgh. Yours truly in Los Angeles. We'll reconvene Friday in Pittsburgh as the Cubs will make their way through. Till then, Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. Tarek, have a blessed one. I love you dearly, and praying for health, too.
All right. Thank you, brother. Have a good week, everybody.
We'll talk to you Friday, guys.